Yeah, it is a busy day, Al. All of that and French fry talk. You're not going to get that anywhere else. Only on the Travis and Sliwa show do you get Von Miller coming to the Rams. Mm-hmm. You've got the Lakers winning four of their last five, two in a row. You've got French fry talk. What more could you ask for?
I don't think you could really ask for anything else. I think if you're, you know, a listener out there, just pull over and just enjoy your Monday with us. I think we're asking
much. I just visualize cars all over Los Angeles just merging into the breakdown
lanes.
Why
is everyone, Sliwa mentioned, just kind of relax, you know, just take the day off.
I like it. I like it. It is exciting. We were doing the pregame, halftime, and postgame show yesterday, talking about the trade deadline, whether or not the Rams are going to be active, because they have been in previous years. And not just, oh, they moved this guy or that guy. They get big names.
Yeah.
Dante Fowler was a big name. He's the third overall pick in the draft at one point. Jalen Ramsey is the best player at his position in the whole league. They get him in a trade, and then this morning they do it again, and they go get an 8-time Pro Bowler in Von Miller, who's going to come and take this defense from opportunistic, I think is the best way to describe it, to legitimately formidable. If those guys can get after the quarterback, we know Aaron Donald can do it. We know Leonard Floyd can do it. If Von Miller can be, 85-90% of the best version of himself,
that's a pretty damn good player. By the way, it's also great too, because you know, this time of the year where you're just 8 games in, you still have, like, think about this. They got their next two opponents. You got Tennessee, you got San Francisco, and then you get into your bye. As in, Von Miller's going to get a ton of reps here over the course of the next X amount of weeks before you even get to the postseason. This team will be solidified. It will be ready by the time postseason comes, and they'll be one of the teams on the short list in the NFC that you think, okay, that's not a surprise if they make it to the Super Bowl. And you can only say that about a couple teams.
Yeah, no, I think that the Rams are in the group of five, and we all could probably, it's Dallas, it's the Rams, it's Tampa, it's Green Bay, and it's Arizona.
Who's the Pac-12 of those, of that group of five?
Arizona? I think because their quarterback situation is so iffy.
I'm less convinced about them than anybody else.
Yeah, exactly, because we haven't seen it, and B, Kyler Murray left the game on Thursday night limping, that he's got an ankle injury that may or may not cause him to miss some time, and what makes him him is his ability to move around. And if he can't, he's not the same guy.
And I hope you understand that's what I want it called moving forward. Like, who's the Pac-12 of it? That
I'm here for it. I knew exactly what you meant. Fifth. Yeah, who's the guy that is, it's kind of in it, but not really. It's a perfect description. The Rams have probably distanced themselves. I don't know if they've separated from that group, because we still need to see what it looks like. We still need to see how it fits together. But if all of a sudden I've got an offense and I got to, okay, where's 99? He's over there. Okay, I got Aaron Donald blocked up to the best that I can, that which isn't that great. I can't throw to him because number five's all over him. And now I got to go deal with Von Miller on the other side. And, oh, by the way, I haven't even put a guy on Leonard Floyd yet. Good luck.
And I think, Trav, you know, I'll go back to this with their schedule. We get to see this team against elite teams between now and the end of the year. So Green Bay, you'll get to have a game at Lambeau. What is that? Week 12, something along those lines. Week 12, coming out of their bye. You'll still get that game December 13th, a Monday night game at Arizona. You're going to get to see these teams. You still got that game against Baltimore later in the season. You still have your matchups against San Francisco. So we'll get to see if this is how much of this is an improvement from what they had before, or if it's status quo. We'll wait and see.
Look, the Rams' Achilles heel, or a soft spot, or however you want to describe it, was their defense. And so far, it's been okay. It's been opportunistic. They get off the field when they have to, but we've seen just everybody other than the Texans has been able to move the ball. They don't score a ton of points, which I guess is all that really matters, but it does feel like at some point that just the inability to stop guys from moving on you becomes important. Von Miller should certainly help there. This is an important topic. We're talking French fries on this show. Let's go to Walter in Los Angeles on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Walter, what's going on this morning?
Yes, originally I did call to talk about your Trader Joe and your French fry spiel, but I'm a Cowboy fan. I'm from L.A., and to hear that the Rams got Von Miller brought tears to my eyes. I mean, it really diminished some of my hope. But anyway, the dark chocolate at Trader Joe's,
yes.
I've actually done the cups. I kind of overdid those, so I don't do
That's
those
okay.
too much.
Don't worry about it. Let it be, Walter.
But the dark chocolate almonds, I can never get enough. And you gentlemen, I'm sure, I don't know where you guys are from, but when you mention French fries, you have to mention McDonald's French fries,
sure.
for one. And the original steak fries come from Fat Burgers, and they are a little better than Red Robin's, although Red Robin's is all you can eat. I think that's the catch over there. But a great spiel on the Trader Joe's and the French fries, guys. Del
Thank you,
Taco
buddy.
Definitely has the great fries.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, Walter. Man. Thank you.
Walter knows his way around a French fry. He just broke it down. Hey, you guys forgot about Fat Burgers steak fries. A little bit better than Red Robin's, but Red Robin's got all you can eat. I need Walter's phone number. We're going to have to chat about some things.
Do you ever have Rally fries? Fries from Rally's?
Never been to a Rally's. Never had the pleasure. Am I missing out?
That's curly fries.
Okay.
So when I was saying
better
curly
than Jack
fries,
in the Boxes?
When I was saying curly fries, Jack in the Box was that they were not the ones that I was talking about. I was talking about the Rally's. And Jack in the Box has good fries.
Yeah.
But I was talking about Rally's.
Okay. Well, add it to the list.
What is Rally's? Is that Checkers? Is that like the same in
Rally's
in
is
Midwest,
like an IE thing, right? I think there's Rally's
but
in
I think Checkers is what it is in the rest of the United States. Also, what about In-N-Out? Do you guys want to stand by In-N-Out fries?
I will go to war about the burgers. I'm not going to. If you eat the fries right when they come out and they're hot, they're fine. But they get cold really fast. Here's the problem with In-N-Out's fries. Ready? They're real potatoes. That's it. It's just that real fresh food kind of gets, you know, goes the wrong way a little more quickly than some of the other things. So, you know, like, right out of the bag as on the drive home, sure. But once you get them home, it's a little bit of a different deal. Were we quick on the Chargers? It sure feels like it. Seeing what we saw yesterday against New England beats them. The final score, you know, only a 3-point differential, but Justin Herbert did not look good. And you look at who they've beaten. You ready? This is who the Los Angeles Chargers have beat. Washington, not a good team. They've beat Kansas City in Kansas City, which at the time felt like a really good win, but with the advantage of more time, it feels less impressive.
They're 3-4, so just kind of put some context.
They've beaten
there.
The Raiders at home. I think that was a good win for them. That was the Monday night game, which was impressive. Austin Ekeler had a big game. That was a nice win for the Chargers. No shade on that one. The other one is Cleveland. Okay, Cleveland is mediocre. And Cleveland can't score. Cleveland scored 42 points against the Chargers. So when you look at it like this, you look at what happened yesterday, you look at what Baltimore did to them. And by the way, yesterday was coming off their bye, Slee. It feels like maybe we were a little quick to say, hey, what, the Chargers are kind of in the mix.
So I know, okay, we do our pick-ems, right? And then just to kind of lay out, I picked the Browns in that game against the Chargers, and I genuinely felt like the Chargers should not have won that game, but they won the game. And the reason why I'm going back that far is because I didn't win that game, but I thought the Browns, I thought there was already too much stock kind of growing on the Chargers. Then they go to Baltimore, get trounced. Yesterday's game against the Patriots, I picked the Patriots.
You did.
Now, and when I say I picked the Patriots, a lot of that has to do with you know, you're playing the points as well. So it's not like it's just a heads up thing. Okay, Chargers can still win the game by 3 and I could still win that game. So when you say did we go too fast on the Chargers? You used a term back in the day. What'd you call it? Are they going to charger it?
Yeah.
Do you know how bad that is to have a term based upon what your history is?
Charger brewing in it.
Are they going to charger it?
Yeah,
That's the way you described it.
They did.
You were watching the game yesterday, right? Was it Tony Romo that was on the broadcast? What did he say in the middle of the game?
Well, this is the part, Slee, that just...
Because I think this is going to tell part of the story here.
He said that the Chargers had to go to a silent count. Justin Herbert and his offensive line and his offensive skill position players, they couldn't hear each other. They had to go to a silent count at SoFi Stadium. At home, they had to go to it.
A team that's 4-2. Team that, you know, is playing good football. Has a star quarterback. They had to go to a silent count as if they were in Chicago or they're in Vegas or they're in Kansas City. They went to a silent count. Justin Herbert was bad. He's been bad in his last two games.
He hasn't been good.
A touchdown and an interception in the game against the Baltimore Ravens. Two touchdowns, two interceptions yesterday against the Patriots. And I think Belichick kind of sliced and diced. That's what he does. Chargers don't know how to beat the Patriots. I could tell you firsthand because I saw 68 losses in a row at Qualcomm Stadium back in the days.
Yeah, you've got some Charger scars.
But put all
body.
That to the side. I just find that part how demoralizing
that's the
is
word.
That?
That's the word. That I know that when the Raiders came in on Monday Night Football and Justin Herbert said something, oh, this is the way we like it. Okay, I get it. You won the game. You're excited. Mm-hmm. You're feeling it. And I need everybody to hear what I'm
about. I love staying at a hotel. I never want to stay at home. I just, you know, there's something about hotels.
Exactly right. Guys, I understand that there are Charger fans in Los Angeles. I understand that there are 20 or 30,000 of you that are diehard Charger fans.
How many?
I think that's, honestly, I think that's the right number. Okay? Because SoFi holds about 75,000 people.
Yeah.
You can only go into your own place so often and have to go to a silent count in your own place before it's just really, and I'm not, it's not even a conscious decision, but we never get the advantage of being at home. We never get the advantage of having the crowd kind of push us along. We never get the advantage of the other team having to go to a silent count because they can't hear in our building. At some point, you can kind of say, hey, look, we're building fans. We're trying to be better. We've got the right quarterback. We got the right coach. We're winning some games. That's all fine and dandy until you play somebody like New England who comes in with 50,000 people yesterday and you can't hear your own snap count. At some point, the weight of that, the demoralizing aspects of that is just like, come on, man.
And if I set
it's
it
so
up.
So hard.
And Trav, if I set it up to the Patriots, what were they, 3-4 coming in?
Mm-hmm.
Put it this way. Nobody's really talking about the Patriots. By the way, they might get into the playoffs. That would be a team that most, you know, franchises don't want to face because it's Bill Belichick on the other sidelines. But it's not like they're 6-1 coming into the game. It's not like there's this buzz around the Patriots. And then add that, like we just said about the Chargers, Chargers being 4-2 coming into the game, coming off their bye. Yes, they lost that game to the Ravens, but they played good football this year. I agree with you. There's something about that. I'm going to read a quote from Keenan Allen. The frustration with me is every year it's the same thing every year, beating ourselves, same thing over and over. You don't really get any breaks if you're the Chargers. Every single week, you do not get a break. And, you know, if you look at the rest of their schedule, there's going to be games that they have at home. They'll clearly be more of the road team represented than the Chargers.
And it's not, look, the Rams, when they play, there were Lions fans there. There were Tampa fans there. There are Chicago Bears fans there, but it's not like that. It's just not like that. The Chargers are a unique animal when it comes to just filling the building with the other team's
fans.
What's
today?
Today is November 1st.
November 1st.
Yes.
You know what today is? Kroenke just texted Dean Spanos and said, make sure that, get that Venmo set up. I don't care how it works.
I would imagine they have some
who's
sort of auto
who's your
deduction.
Bank account? Who's your bank account? Is it Wells Fargo? Let's go down there together. I'm just saying, when the rent is due, I don't want you starting to, you know, I don't want any excuses on November 3rd.
There's got to be like an Apple bill pay situation going on where it just gets deducted automatically from his account.
I had a friend text me. I have a friend who has seats at each one of the games at SoFi, so he's got it for both the Chargers and the Rams. And he's like, look, there's Robert Kraft right behind me. My other buddy chimes in. He says, I think Dean Spanos scalped his tickets.
Just saving, wouldn't be surprised.
Saving a little cheddar.
You told me a stat this morning about Anthony Davis over the last two games that I just
cannot
wrap
like
my head around.
Yeah,
I just,
like
that. I just that I'm assuming that you're wrong, and I'm going to get a chance for you to explain your wrongness. That's coming up next. Plus your phone calls. It's Trav and Slee, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You know, you're all right. You're a decent human being, and I don't know if I respect that or not. But you're a very
what the hell kind of a setup is that?
So you aced the picks again this week. You haven't even said anything yet. We're an hour and 16 minutes, actually like an hour and 20 minutes into our show, and you have not mentioned that you went 4-0 again with another 10-point week.
Okay, I have a reason to my.
I'd be strutting around.
Let me tell you something.
Names.
Let me tell you something. This is why. There's just no method to this madness. There isn't, okay? Let me give you a good example. I do a poll, and or I do a football pick'em thing. It's kind of a similar thing. But you pick, you get all the games. You can pick any of the games, and you just pick your five. And then you pick your favorite one. That's worth 2 points. The rest are worth 1 point. When I tell you that there's no method to the madness, I am second to last place in this thing. And there's, I think, over 30 people. And why?
Wait, hold on. There are how many people?
Over 30 people.
That's awesome.
I got to get to the actual, I'll find
and
it.
And you're in 29th place?
Something like that. Okay. And it's not, and you know, it's funny. One of our partners for many years, a really good dude, Brad Wallace, the Wallace firm, right? He's the one that invited me into the pool. I'm 33 of 34. That's where I rank.
Even worse.
Right now, 33 of 34, okay? So I don't know what to tell you because here we are doing these, maybe because these games, they're more localized and we're now like really paying attention to these games. I'm picking Vikings and Saints and like I and they invite me into this pool as
you just
if like
take your money.
No, it's like a VIP in Vegas.
Yeah.
VIP in Vegas. You know when you start gambling?
Mr. Sliwa, it's good to see you
hey,
again.
Hey, great to see you again. Same drink?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
You're
same
an old
drink.
Fashioned guy, Maker's Bourbon, right? Have a seat, Mr. Sliwa.
Thank you so much.
We got a couple of those going for you right away.
You hungry over there? Let me get you something to eat. A little $20 over to our buffet over there. Whenever you're done here, why don't you go work your way to the buffet?
I feel like what's been working for you, Slee, is that you've been able to, you just kind of go against what everyone else is picking. So
Emily,
if they pick the one thing, then you go against it.
Emily, I'm going to go a step further here. This football pick'em thing that I told you, it's the equivalent of like, hey, Al, just stay a couple nights. It's on us. Like, that's where it's getting to.
Stay longer.
When the season, before the season starts, I'm like the number one pick. Like, make sure Sliwa comes back. That's easy money. Easy money. So I don't know how to explain the pick'ems.
The last 5 weeks, you have had three perfect tens, a zero, and a four. So that's
pretty funny.
By the way, that's a pretty good batting average when it comes to picking against
okay,
the spread.
If I went two straight weeks.
You did.
With a clean house.
Yeah.
So that's
points.
Eight picks in a row that I've,
eight picks
that
in
I've
a row.
Had.
You did. You're pulling away. You've got 42 points overall.
Okay.
I'm in the cellar with 26, and the guests have 28.
Let me tell you something. If I go a third week picking, you know.
Moving to Vegas?
No.
Putting up an 800
you're
number?
You're going to start seeing me on paid programming, half hour, just selling my picks. So you want the number one picks.
My name's Alan Sliwa, and I pick winners. It's all I do is I pick winners. Do you like to play? Do you have action going on every Sunday? Do you like the Saturdays, too? Are you a college football guy? Are you an NFL guy? NBA, Major League Baseball, NFL, I got you covered. My name is Alan Sliwa,
bro, you're
and
too good
I
at that.
Pick winners.
That's like way
that's
too
it.
Good. And I'm going to be, you know, on there saying, Baltimore, Indy, put all your money on Indy. And that's not even, they play the following week.
Call me right now. I'll give you my free mega lock pick. All I need is your Visa number.
Did Alan just predict a game in week 14 and it's week 9?
Hey, you're getting ahead of the game. You get good odds. Better odds in week 14 if you bet it in week 9. That's how you got to say it like that. You got to say it like you know what you're doing along the way. All right, let's try a phone call on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Don't forget, Travis Slee's brought you by Goodyear, with you for every mile on the road to greatness. Goodyear, more driven. Let's go to Chris in Palmdale. Chris, you're on with Travis and Slee. What's up?
Sweet tea, Big Daddy Slee. How you guys doing?
What's going on, Chris? Thank you for calling in.
Hey, real quick, I have to look at my phone again because seriously, Sweet Tea, man, you sound like the guys that call me every day. Jeez, that was on point with
well, yeah, here's the thing. If you just so you know, if Travis calls, it's probably because your Social Security has been somebody has your Social Security number. So call back right away. Call back
just
right
keep,
away.
Keep firing it in there.
There you go. There you go. All right, man. Let's get back to the. I wanted to go back to the Chargers. I don't know if you remember, Slee. You agreed with me on this when I said no one is bringing up when they beat the Raiders. They only scored 7 points in the second half. 7 points. And I told you guys, I go, look, Herbert's going to – I don't know. The kid doesn't really have it yet. He got a little too cocky. Second half came. Like I said, he only gave up 7 points. And what happened after all that? They just went downhill from there. The kid cannot – I mean, I don't know what's wrong with him.
Well,
there's something going on there. Go ahead.
Chris, I thank you for
appreciate
the phone call.
You calling in,
and I like Sweet Tea and Big Daddy Slee. That makes me smile every single time. We should maybe change the show to that. That's it's a pretty good name for the show. This is the NFL, right? What you just described, Chris, is the NFL. That what works for you for a week, maybe yeah. two, maybe if you're really lucky, it works for a month. You're going to have to throw a second punch in the second month of the season. You're going to have a zig to their zag because the NFL coaches, Key has told the story a million times, they stay up all night long watching the same play 484 times, back and forth, back and forth, back Jeez. And forth. Eventually, they figure out how to stop that. So now it's up to you to counter move. Justin Herbert, when you said, I don't know if he has it, I think he does. I think Justin Herbert is really good. that he's got touch, he's got velocity, he can throw it down, he seems to be smart. Like Justin Turner, he's a better third baseman than Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert's the better quarterback. He's a really good NFL quarterback, but this is life in the NFL. Jared Goff shredded guys for about a season and a half, and then all of a sudden it's, okay, now what do you got? It turns out, not much. So you need to be able – that's why Brady and Stafford and Roethlisberger and Wilson and all these guys that have been around forever and ever, they're really good because you can't just, oh, what if I throw this at you? I've seen that 30 times before. I've got an answer for that. That's what Justin Herbert just needs more experience.
If we were too extreme on the, okay, everybody's jumping on that Chargers bandwagon, I also think, you know what, I'm sorry, what was his name again? I'm forgetting his name.
Chris.
Chris is probably too extreme on the other side. There's probably a happy medium here. Justin Herbert's had two bad weeks. Yeah, other NFL teams are going to start adjusting to him. By the way, the two NFL teams that he just played are really, really good organizations.
Yes.
In the Baltimore Ravens and the New England Patriots, right? Like, those are two teams that they're just known for great coaching. They're always going to be in the mix. So I think find the middle ground. The middle ground is they're probably not as bad as the last two games they've played, and they're not as good as the team that started off 4-1.
So they're okay. The AFC is just okay. They're not a great team.
There's no team that will run away with anything.
That's exactly right. The only
maybe
team,
Buffalo.
Buffalo messed around with Miami yesterday, and I get it. It's the NFL, but usually by the halfway point, Slee, there's one or two teams in the NFC, say one of those two teams is going to be in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing for the AFC, and there's usually two or three guys you say the MVP is going to come from that group. None of those are true. If I said to you, you have to pick one team in the AFC, probably Buffalo. But if I said to you, Buffalo doesn't make it, okay, fine. I got a lot of other picks to go, but you don't love any of them. Same thing in the NFC. There is not a great team. That's why I think the Chargers are still very much alive. They're just not a good team yet, or a great team yet. I think they are good. They just need to find a way to stop chargering things, which might be the hardest thing in the world. That once that stuff is in your – look, Justin Herbert has nothing to do with Dan Fouts or Stan Humphries or Philip Rivers or any of these guys through it. But for whatever reason, the same stuff keeps happening to the same organization over and over and over again.
All right, it's time for the Stat Hero Weekend Hero. Let's keep this simple here, Trav. I mean, you look at the weekend. Carmelo Anthony had himself a fantastic weekend for the Lakers. He was fantastic on Friday night. He was great yesterday. By the way, he had 6 of 8 threes on Friday night against the Cavs, 5 of 8 from the three-point line yesterday, shooting over 50% for the Lakers. And he led the Lakers, and he's kind of led them in a couple games in scoring, which who the hell would have thought that? Stat Hero is the exclusive daily fantasy app partner of the Travis and Sliwa Show. We appreciate their partnership. Stat Hero is the first ever daily fantasy sportsbook that gives the player the advantage. Go to stathero.com/710ESPN for 300% back on your first play. Okay, a couple things we'll do. We got Factor Cap coming up next at 11:45. We got to talk about Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
There's an interesting stat that
interesting?
I think. Yes. Very interesting. 11:45, we're going to talk some
terrifying.
Lakers. If you want to be a part of the show, 877-710-ESPN.
Upsetting.
Factor Cap coming up next.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What's up, Emily?
Hey, hey.
What's going on?
Happy Halloween weekend.
Yeah.
I hope you guys had a good time.
Does it seem like, you know, some days seem like Monday? Today really feels like a Monday.
Once football season starts, the days of the week don't mean anything to me anymore.
It should be raining, too. It should feel like that.
Sundays are work days.
When you're walking out of the studio at 11:45 p.m. because the Lakers and Rockets are playing each other.
Oh, they get to go to do it again
October
tomorrow.
31st.
Enjoy tomorrow's night's game.
If I just started knocking on doors after I left work.
Trick or treat.
What's going on?
Aren't you like 40? Why are you here?
Living the dream, right?
What do you got?
So this is kind of a personal thing that's happening in my life. But if your friend is dating someone who isn't right for them, you tell your friend your feelings about it. Travis, is this Factor Cap?
Cap. If they ask, you can tell them, but you cannot volunteer that information.
I hope Emily's not taking our advice on some of this stuff, because like when she brings in her own personal stuff, I get now worried that what we say she's going to use.
You're free to use or discard any of this advice that you would like, but no, look, this is a thing. We all have friends who start dating people, and more often than not, you like that person, but every once in a while, you're like, this is going to end badly for you. This is a bad deal, but you cannot throw that in there. You have to let that thing run its course. A, it's none of your business, and B, unless someone asks you the question, hey, what do you think about him or her, keep it to yourself. And then when they ask, you go, are you really asking? Yeah. Are you sure you want me to tell you the truth? Yes. Then you can hit them with it.
I think you're bringing her, really, and she's already there. She's
she's at the table. She's just ordered
her
salad.
She's coming to dinner.
Oh, hey, Jessica.
That's probably not a good idea. I would say have the conversation, but that person's got
to
bring it up.
They have
You know
to.
What I mean? It can't be one of those things where you're kind of intruding into somebody else's territory. What if your preference is one thing and that preference is something different? Yeah. So that's a tough – they got
to
bring it up.
If you go to a Laker game and you're sitting with your buddy, let's have the buddy be named Tommy.
Yep.
Okay, hey, Tommy, thanks for inviting me tonight. You know, this is a great game. Can't wait to see LeBron and AD tonight. Let me tell you what Melissa's problems are. It's a bad way to go about it.
And then you bring out a sheet of paper. It's on your cell phone under notes.
You're just
scrolling through.
Let's open with her personality. You know, that's probably.
Can she really be that dry? Impossible.
I think
she
drinks too much. I think she might be stealing from you. You probably need to keep this stuff to yourself.
All right. So over the weekend,
she's stealing from you.
So I live in a house, so we have some trick-or-treaters on our street, but when I was going out to buy candy to give out to trick-or-treaters, I was like, this is really expensive. I was buying a bag for $25. So not giving out candy.
You sure they were candy bars and not gold nuggets?
They might as well have been. But not giving out candy on Halloween is acceptable. Alan, is this a fact or cap?
It's cap. Now, I have not got to deal with what Travis, Michael was telling me a story yesterday. I'm like, Michael, so what's the setup here? You got a lot of kids coming in. He said in their old house where they used to live, it was just, he's like, I couldn't sit down. Every time I sat down, the doorbell would ring. So he's just constantly, it's like a perfect house where everybody's coming. I actually look forward to that. And I look forward to it because I haven't had that.
Yeah.
So when that day comes, definitely you got to, it's once a year. Come out with the candies. Do what you got to do. So I'm with the, if you're in a neighborhood, like growing up, my parents, there was a driveway that was dark enough where everybody's like, we're not going up there.
Sure.
But there's certain neighborhoods where they're probably coming, and I'm sure the way you're looking at me, you were in one of those neighborhoods.
Yeah, we still are. That we get our doorbell rang over and over and over and over and over again on Halloween night, and I'm all here for it. I like it. It's fun. It's fun to see the kids. But there is a drop-dead date. Right? Like if you're
like a time?
Well, time for sure. Anything after 9 o'clock is too aggressive.
Okay.
Right? But I'm talking in like an age. Right? If you're 15, beat it. I mean, I'm going to give you your Kit Kat. That's fine. But I'm going to judge you as I do it. If you're 7 and you're super fired up and you got your Bob the Builder or something.
Doing perfect, your thing.
Perfect. Love it. I love to see you. Way to go, kid.
So
all your
15
dresses,
is
Mike Trout,
the cap.
At the outside. I think.
And
14.
9 p.m.
Yeah, 13. 13 is when you're a little getting too old.
Have you had people come past 9 p.m.?
Occasionally. Not a ton, but just enough to where you think you're done, right? You're getting ready. You maybe change your clothes. You're not quite, you're a little more comfortable. You got your PJ pants on. And then all of a sudden, the doorbell rings, and it's a 16-year-old at 9:15. You're like, dude.
He's like, what's
don't
up?
Don't you have work tomorrow?
You guys got milk?
Don't you need something? Is this all you got? Can I borrow the paper? I need to look at the want ads.
I order Postmates.
I think next year, Slee is going to show up at your house at 9:30 p.m., 100%. Provided there is no Lakers game.
Door locked, lights off, beat it, Slee.
All right, so today is November 1st, so some people call this the unofficial start to holiday season. It's too early to play Christmas music. Travis, is this fact or cap?
I think it's a fact. I think that you can break out your Christmas music the day after Thanksgiving, and I'm here for it, and I'll celebrate with you, and we can all do, chestnuts roasting over the open fire together. But right now, we still got 3 weeks until we get to Thanksgiving. I don't need to hear, sleigh bells ringing the first day of November. We can wait a few weeks on that.
Earliest is the day after Thanksgiving. Preferably December 1st.
Their lights are up in my neighborhood.
Oh, no, but
not on the houses, but like in the shoppings. They've already got the snowflakes up and the
garlands. You mean right now?
Yes.
That's aggressive.
It's super aggressive.
You know
it's
how
still
we have
85 degrees half the time outside.
There's a lot of COVID rules out there. We got to also imply those to, got to put those in when it comes
COVID
to
COVID slash holiday rules. Look at Ebenezer Sliwo.
I don't need radio stations playing Christmas music on November 7th.
It's I don't disagree with you. I'm with you on that.
A little too early.
Yes.
All right. Last one. The best job out there is being a mediocre college football coach, mostly just because you get paid a ton of money to be okay. So, Alan, is this fact or cap?
Well, it's I'm going to go fact, but I'm going to add an element to it. When you're a mediocre coach on a mediocre at a mediocre university where they're also not expecting anything, it's like the perfect combination of just mediocrity and a huge paycheck. So if you're looking for, now there's probably, I mean, if you're a competitive person, you hate that. But I'm sure there's many coaches out there saying, I'm just going to keep cashing in this check. The university doesn't have a problem with it. So I might as well just keep doing it. So I'm going to say fact on that one.
It's not bad. Like, let's use this as an example. If you could be Mike Riley at Oregon State, who would win more often than he'd lose, but you never really, it's like, hey, you need to win 11 games this year or you're out. It's never that. That's a pretty good gig. It's
Chip,
not, however.
Is Chip Kelly right now that
UCLA? No, because there are expectations at UCLA. There shouldn't be, but there are. You need to win more than 30% of your games if you're the head coach at UCLA. That's a
but
topic
if he
for
was,
another
if
day.
If he was mediocre, if he was winning 50%
not,
of his games.
Not UCLA. You can't win 50. You need to win more than half your games at UCLA.
Really?
Yeah.
Sounds like a high standard. You're saying because it's Chip Kelly.
No, I'm saying it's UCLA mm-hmm. has no reason that they shouldn't be good at football.
Well, they don't. They just, but they're not good at football.
That's different, though. They're not. I agree with you. They're not good at football, but there's no reason they shouldn't
that
be
part,
good at football.
Right.
Therefore, you can't say, for instance, when Stanford was terrible forever and ever and ever, made sense. You know, it's a small school. The academic standards are through the roof,
sure.
And it's going to be challenging to find 85 really good football players who can cut it at Stanford. That's a tough putt.
Yeah.
UCLA has great academics, but it's in Los Angeles. Got a great campus. They care deeply about athletics. They have a rich athletic tradition. They'll spend money when it's
time
to
spend
money.
They're good at every sport.
They're good
football.
At everything but football.
Yeah.
It's very, very strange, but that's not the best gig. The best gig is backup quarterback in the NFL. You get paid seven figures typically. Sometimes comfortably, and I think Case Keenum makes $6 million a year.
But you know the problem with that,
Case Keenum. But the reason it's a good gig, you come in, no. If you lose, it's a backup. We're not supposed to win this game anyway. If you play well, it's all gravy. And the second the starter comes back, you get to go put your baseball cap on and go be and collect your checks again. That's the best gig.
That's not bad until that quarterback gets injured, and now you're in there. And your likelihood of getting injured also increases.
Well, that's not a great deal.
Because then you
There's
actually have to go to work.
Harm,
then you actually have to go to work.
Getting paid. You're getting paid. And the quarterbacks don't get hurt a ton.
Yeah.
A little bit. But that.
What
that
if
would
you're a backup radio host?
I was that for a long time.
I think I'm still that.
You got a starting spot. Now, we're like the Royals, but but you're in the starting rotation for sure. All right. Slee, that number is bothering me.
Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
We got to talk about Anthony Davis when we come back. AD's got a stat. We won't say it yet.
Yeah.
But he's got a stat that I think is mind-boggling, concerning. We'll get a chance to get into that. Plus, we'll take more of your phone calls. And we got a lot of people lined up and a little all over the place. Some want to talk football. Some want to talk Lakers.
Von Miller's a Ram, Slee.
877-710-ESPN. We'll do all that coming up next. Stay right here. Travis and Slee with Show, 710-ESPN.
I was thinking about that. There was the alligator, Izod.
There
was the tigre. And I believe there was a fox as well. I think that one of the retailers had a little fox on the shirt. Did you ever have any foxes, Slee?
No, but I went to Macy's on Saturday morning to go get a couple items here. I thought about everything that we talked about with just all the products and everything else. Remember we were talking about – I remember some guy saying something to the effect of, like, they couldn't afford Macy's. I was like, Macy's – you got to have the coupons. I mean, everything came into the mix here.
Well, they have a sale every weekend, too. That's always nice.
Basically, if you buy anything full price from Macy's...
You've done it wrong.
You've not only done it wrong, you have no pulse of what's going on.
It's so true. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance is proud to support veterans with its annual Keys to Progress vehicle giveaway program, now celebrating 9 years of donating vehicles, helping veterans in need. Learn more at keystoprogress.com. Also, Slee, we are getting closer to our $1 Million Monday giveaway.
That's right.
So brush up on your Rams trivia, is it, Emily? We're going to do a little Rams trivia. Your chance
to win Rams stuff.
Tickets to the Rams and the Titans coming up on Sunday night, plus, of course, your chance to win a million bucks as well. Yeah. I know that for some reason you're disinterested in the million, but you got a chance to do that
coming out for taxes
as well.
You know, there's no taxes on those tickets.
You're that guy. Yeah, if you win the lottery, it's $600 million. Yeah, but they're going to take like a third of that in taxes.
No, thank you.
Yeah. Okay, I'll take $400 million. That sounds good, too. I'll take that for sure. Anthony Davis.
Anthony Davis.
This number. This is alarming.
All right, Laker fans. Let me be the first to say that, the expectations for Anthony Davis night in, night out basis, you know, I talked about this coming into the season. Hey, it's really simple. Be one of the top five players in the NBA. Lakers are going to go win a championship. That's how I look at it. That's not to say that the Russ piece is going to have to be figured out. These role players, they're going to have to figure. If Anthony Davis and LeBron James are who they're supposed to be and AD is a top five player in the league, your chances of winning an NBA championship are pretty damn good.
Mm-hmm.
AD over the last two games, what does Anthony Davis and Austin Reeves, what do they have in common over the last two games?
They've both been on the winning team.
They both have shot the same amount of free throws in the last two games.
Well, that can't be possible because Anthony Davis is a big who's one of the best players in the league and is near the basket a lot and takes a lot of shots. And Austin Reeves is an up-and-coming young player who's blood and guts and hustle and knock down an occasional. That can't be true.
AD took zero free throws against the Cavs on Friday night. Yesterday against the Rockets, he took two free throws.
And he played, what, like 6 minutes in each of those games?
Let's say 64 minutes. 64 minutes. So Anthony Davis has two free throw attempts over the last two games for the Lakers. That's the stat to me that's very alarming. And I could go into – first of all, there's zero excuse for it because I don't know what to tell you. If I asked you, hey, is the amount of free throws determine how aggressive you are in a game? Okay, maybe it doesn't tell the whole story.
It's not the whole story. It's part of the story.
It's going to tell
sure.
a pretty decent amount of the story.
Sure.
Okay, well, where are you? Are you banging down low? Are you a perimeter player? But Anthony Davis in his sleep, Michael and I were doing this yesterday before yesterday's game against the Rockets. In his sleep, do you know if he gets one trip to the free throw line a quarter?
Mm-hmm.
One trip. That's eight free throws a game.
Mm-hmm.
Should that not happen in his sleep?
Absolutely.
Okay, it's not me trying to isolate Anthony Davis. AD has not been AD. He has not been Anthony Davis so far this year.
No.
So Lakers in at 4-3. Okay, the record is what it is. They're going to improve. They're going to get better. If I thought last season there were times where it's like, I don't feel Anthony Davis. Oh, that's the feeling I have pretty much almost every game so far at Staples Center. Just haven't felt him. And he's had some games where he's had 30-plus points, but you want to kind of feel him in the impact. These last two, only two free throws.
Yeah, it's interesting that you put it like that. If you just looked at box scores, you would think he's doing pretty well. You would think he's playing well. He's scoring points. He's getting rebounds. He's logging a lot of minutes. And fine. And that's, like you were saying before, that's part of the story. But the eyeball test is telling you something different. The eyeball test is telling you that there are large chunks of most of these games that have been played so far where he does not have an impact. And you've said it over and over again, and it's just true. This is one of the best players in the league. And his numbers are saying he's playing like one of the best players in the league. He's a top 10, top 12 guy, and he is. The problem is, I think everybody that follows the Lakers and certainly has followed this version of the Lakers knows that Anthony Davis needs to be a top 5 guy and oftentimes is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just you get a little flash here or there and then, ooh, that was the game. Remember that game back in November? No, it's usually really good, but you get these time two free throws in 64 minutes of basketball for Anthony. It's inexplicable. There is no defense for it because he needs to be near the basket. He's going to take shots around the basket.
He started at center yesterday.
He's going to rebound the basketball. Mm-hmm. He's going to get fouled. He's going to go to the line just on accident, like you were saying, that if you're only going two times in 64, it's because you're avoiding those situations. You're actively avoiding those situations. And the Lakers, look, we all want him to win a championship. It's going to be very hard if that's the way that he plays for a significant portion of the season.
So he's averaging 25-11 to start off the season.
It's fantastic.
Great numbers.
Yeah.
Great stats. And naturally, I think his numbers, because Russell Westbrook's on the team, Russ is going to get you close to 8 rebounds a game. LeBron's going to get you close to 8 rebounds a game. Dwight and DeAndre are there. So part of the rebounding is going to go down. Okay, how about from a points perspective? LeBron's going to give you 25 points a game. Russ is going to give you 20 points. Carmelo's going to give you 15 points. Naturally, the points are going to come down. But I don't think that's small when I talk about the free throw line and how many free throws he's taken in these last two games. That tells me that's a player that's just hanging out at the perimeter, not doing enough damage down low. And you could even make the, you know, it's kind of funny. The NBA made that rule change.
Mm-hmm.
So the rule change is primarily hurting players like James Harden, like Trae Young.
Perimeter
like
players.
Steph Curry, guys that want to draw fouls. Steph, I don't think, does it as much. But James Harden, his signature basketball move is not to make a basketball move and to just run into you.
How do you put that on a poster?
So,
you know, you had Shaq, the two-handed dunk, the feet in the air, yeah. The jump man.
Yep.
You know what all
Harden is wrapping his arm under you as he goes up for a jumper, and that's his poster. It's like, what a beautiful play.
Yeah, give me that.
But using that as an example, some people I know will try to make the case of like, oh, well, this is happening because he's only taking this amount of free throws mm-hmm. because of the new NBA rule changes. It's not for guys like Anthony Davis.
You know what's funny?
The rule change is not for AD.
You and I have kind of switched positions on this a little. I'm just, when I saw the Oklahoma City game,
yeah.
I kind of just said, oh, okay, this is what this is. I need to recalibrate what my expectations are. And the 2-for-2 free throws, I'm going to have to recalibrate again.
It's not going
to.
But you can't have that happen.
No, no, you can't. Have that happen. And you can't have multiple games where your impact isn't felt, not on the box score,
yeah.
but on the court and eyeball test.
Well, you want to walk away saying,
take over.
There's literally no answer for Anthony Davis right now. That should be happening on a more consistent basis.
Hopefully, there's no answer for Von Miller, who is now a member of the Los Angeles Rams. That is all good news, but it does come at a price, Slee. I'll tell you what it is next. It's Travis and Slee. 710 ESPN.